Simon fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the Gospel we have an incident of a great catch of fish. Reminds me of an incident that I had, but quite the opposite. I'm not a fisherman. I have a priest friend who is, however, and he invited me to go fishing with him up north. I told him I don't know what to do, so he had to show everything to me. And lo and behold, I caught a fish. Northern, I think. Nice sized one. And as I was reeling the fish into the boat, and as it was coming up out of the water, it struggled and got itself free and fell off the lure. I could see the fish in the water down below beneath the boat. And Father Dwight Campbell said, "Drop the lure." I said, "No, he won't bite again. Drop the lure." So as soon as I dropped the lure back into the water, that fish snapped at it, and I caught the fish again. I don't know if that was a miracle. Father Dwight assured me that fish don't think. They just operate on instinct. And so I like to think, well, maybe I'm a great fisherman. I did that. But no, it didn't happen that way. But fishermen have a particular attitude of heart and mind about themselves. They're never satisfied. There's always a bigger fish out there. There's always a bigger story to tell. The one that got away, if only they would have gotten that one. That one would have been the big one. So the fishermen are always, always dissatisfied because they just can't get enough. Well, I think that might apply to Simon Peter and James and John and those in the boat with them. They worked all night long and they caught nothing. But yet Jesus tells them to go out at the wrong time of the day in the sunlight, in the heat. Go out into the deep and cast your nets. And lo and behold, not only do they catch fish, but they catch more than enough fish. Enough to fill both boats to the point of sinking. This undoubtedly was their greatest catch of fish ever. Assuredly, this amount of fish would have made them quite wealthy for a time. And yet, what did they do? They walked away from it. They left their fish, the nets, and the boat, and followed Jesus. Why? Because they recognize in Jesus something greater than fish, something greater than making money. They recognize in Jesus something holy. And how do we know they recognize this? By Peter's reaction. He fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Jesus' holiness was shining through there in the great catch of fish, the miracle. And Peter recognized in himself that he was unworthy of the Lord. "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." That should be on the lips of each and every one of us. When we encounter Jesus, we encounter His holiness. And His holiness shows us up in our inadequacy. Because we are all lacking something vital. We are lacking grace. We are lacking grace in ourselves. And this is the theme of all the readings. Isaiah recognizes this about himself. "Lord, how can I preach to your people? I'm a sinful man living among a sinful people. I can't preach to them." And yet the Lord sends the angel, touches his lips with the ember to purge his wickedness from him. And then the Lord asks him again, "Whom should I send?" And Isaiah readily says, "Lord, here I am. Send me. Send me." because he recognizes that he's been given something that allows him to preach to the people. And that element is grace. This is what St. Paul recognized in the second reading, isn't it? He recognized that there was something great missing about himself, that he needed grace, and that of all the apostles, he was the least, because he persecuted the church. But even though he was the least, the Lord revealed himself to St. Paul, and has given him grace to turn his life around, to become a great minister of the word, a great preacher, spreading God's good news to community after community. Whether it's Isaiah or St. Paul or St. Peter, they all recognize this about themselves in profound humility. And that's the theme that we need to keep, especially as we approach the great season of Lent in a couple of weeks. The season of Lent is a recognition of the Catholic community that we need Jesus Christ, that we need His grace in our lives, that we need help to live our lives. But we first have to recognize that, huh? If we don't recognize that we need Jesus, He can't help us. If we don't recognize we need grace in our lives, if we think we can do it ourselves, God won't help us. So there has to come to a profound individual recognition in humility, on our knees, Jesus help me, a sinner, a sinner. And Jesus will help us. Jesus will pour out His grace in abundance upon us, provided we are open to it, provided we are willing to help. Lord, Isaiah said, here I am, send me. How many of us have said that to the Lord? How many of you have said that individually? Lord, what is it that you want of me? My time on earth is short. Whatever time I have left, how can I use that for the greater good of the church, for the greater good of the gospel? How can I spend my time on earth doing the Father's will? That should be the prayer for each and every one of us. Because God has a plan for each and every one of us, no matter how big or small. God has something that we can do for Him, provided we are open to it. For some, perhaps, they're being called to the priesthood. I recall in my own life, no one had ever asked me about being a priest until I was in my early 20s. Went to confession, and at the end of the confession, the priest asked me, had I ever thought about becoming a priest? And I said, no. No one had ever asked me that. So I always asked our young men to consider it, our young ladies too, to consider a call to the religious life, to become a sister or a nun. Married couples are to be open to fertility, open to having children. Older couples still perhaps fostering or adopting. Older couples still should be open to doing some great good for the church, for the community. Older still, prayer, those rosaries count. In any event, each and every one of us has been caught by God, be brought into the net of the church, so that then we can now do what God wants of us, provided we are open to His grace, provided that we recognize with St. Paul, Isaiah, and St. Peter, Lord, I am a sinful man, and yet, send me.